Hello, everybody. This is Jason Peebles, the president of World Outreach, and this is another victory video that we produce designed to strengthen and encourage your walk in Christ. In a moment, I want to look at a powerful key from the New Testament that I call How to Enter God's Rest. Before we do that, though, let me just say thank you to those of you who support your missionary. You know, we're the home office for missionaries all over the world, but they can't do what they do without the prayer cover and the support of their friends. So thank you for supporting your missionary. By the way, if you're a missionary watching this and you're in need of a dependable stateside office, you found the right spot. Go to our website, click on the tab that says Missionary Agency, the Missionary Agency section. It has all the details and how you can contact us. And finally, for everybody watching this, go to our website and take advantage of all the free Bible study tools that we offer. We have hundreds of hours of free audio teaching sessions. You can listen through your computer, through your phone. You can even download these. They're all free and a variety of subjects. We also have a topical memory system and a variety of study guides. So take advantage of the resources that we are making available to you absolutely free. All right, now let's look at this principle about entering God's rest. How to enter the rest of God. First of all, let's do a little comparison. Rest versus what? Rest versus working in your own energy. Rest versus striving. Rest versus being anxious. And so what we're about to read in the book of Hebrews is encouraging us as Christians. Paul is writing here in the book of Hebrews. And he is saying that we need to press in our growth to a point where we're walking in a restful state. That is, a state of dependency and trust in Christ. It's unfortunate that a lot of Christians, they get on this treadmill, and it's like, oh my gosh, I've got to have my quiet time today. Nothing wrong with a quiet time. You ought to do it. Oh my gosh, I got to go to church. Nothing wrong with church. You ought to do it. Oh my gosh, I got to do this, got to do that. And it's like they're just working so hard to be a good Christian. And before long, they find themselves worn out all because of striving. A mature Christian is one who has entered into a place of an inner posture of trust and dependency in Christ. Let's read this. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 1 is the admonition to do this. It says, "Let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left us of entering into His rest, any of you should seem to come short of it." So he's saying, watch out. That where he says fear, that means, you know, be alert, watch out, that you don't miss out on this promise of rest. And we don't have time to read the whole chapter, but what he's saying in chapter 4 here, I mean Hebrews 4, he starts going through various parts of the Old Testament. And he's saying they missed it, they missed it, they missed it. But it's still available in Christ. And, you know, it's interesting when you look at in the Old Testament, they were supposed to go into the Promised Land. Do you remember that story? And God had said, the Promised Land is yours. But they wandered around in the desert, in the wilderness, for 40 long years. They were just worn out. In fact, that whole first generation died, except Joshua and Caleb and their families. And he's saying, okay, they missed out. That generation missed out on entering into what God had for them. Don't be like that. That's what he's saying. He goes through some other stories with even King David. King David talked about hearing the voice of God, and that was part of the rest. He talks about Joshua, and he builds up now to verse 9. And he says in verse 9, "There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God." So he's saying, you know, the rest wasn't so much a physical land, even though that was promised to Israel. The rest was not so much driving out all those physical enemies. He said, there's a rest right now today. Well, what is it? What's he talking about? "There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God." And here's the definition. Boy, I encourage you to mark this verse in your Bible. In verse 10, he says, "For he that is entered into his rest, he hath ceased from his own works as God did from his." What? What's he talking about? He said, he that has entered into his rest. If you're a person who's saying, I've entered into the rest of God, well, what does that mean? He has ceased from his own works. Can I give you the Jason Peebles take on that? You've ceased from striving. You've ceased from trying to do it all yourself. You've ceased from just getting so worked up trying to be a good Christian that you feel miserably. And you know what? We've all been there. We've all been there. I know when I first accepted Christ, boy, I got on board and I wanted to go to this Bible study, that Bible study. I wanted to witness. And, you know, you hear certain messages about, you know, if you want to be a good Christian, you got to witness, got to do this, got to do that. And before long, you're just like, man, I'm not sure I could keep this up. Well, you know what? All those things are good. But the foundation of what God is after is trust, dependency, reliance, abiding in Christ. That inner posture that just is like, yeah, God's going to do this. He's going to live His life through me. I can't be patient. I am out of patience. But Lord, You have patience and I'm yielding to You. I can't tolerate this situation anymore. But you know what? Christ through me can. And so I choose to yield to Him. Do you see how simple that is? I don't have the resources to do what God's told me to do. I've tried and I just don't. But you know what? God does, and He'll give me the plan. He'll give me the step-by-step plan of attack on how to bring this to pass, and I'm trusting in Him. And so, really, there's a big part of this is humility, where you finally surrender and say, I can't, but He can. I can't, but He can. And you begin to let Christ live His life through you. That's where the rest is found. But he says here, he has entered into his own, he has ceased from his own works as God did from His. And he's referring back to the creation and where God, it says, on the seventh day rested. And that was like the ultimate, that God had worked, He had built up, and now He's resting and just letting what he created go into motion. And it was like almost like an autopilot. You know, I've created, and now the plants will blossom, the animals will reproduce. Before sin, He had a plan that man was going to have dominion, and God was able to rest. He's saying, you know, we need to be like that, where we do what we can do, but then we rest, and we let God do what only He can do. Verse 11 goes on to say, let us therefore labor to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. So he's saying, just like the first generation missed out, don't be like that. Labor to enter into the rest. So I want you to get this. Do you know what the main work that you should be doing as a Christian is? What is the main work? Some people might say, oh, it's witnessing. Nope. What is the main work? Well, I should be reading my Bible. Nope. The main work, according to this verse, is labor to enter into the rest. You need to work at resting. Now, that sounds contradictory. You need to work hard at resting. Jesus said that in his teaching when He was training His disciples. In fact, they came in one place in John chapter 6. They said in verse 28, then said they unto Him, what shall we do that we might do the works of God? That's a good question. We want to be like Jesus. We want to raise the dead and heal the sick. What do we have to do? What's the secret? What's the secret code? And Jesus says, Jesus answered and said unto them, this is the work of God, that you believe on Him whom He hath sent. You know, I can almost see Him a little bit disappointed, like, wait, what? We want, you know, 1, 2, 3 steps to do this. Jesus said, no, believe, trust, have faith in the one that God sent, referring to Himself. And so if you want to do the works of God, trust, believe, let Him do it through you. In another place, and I'm backing up to St. John chapter 5, and this will be our last verse, Jesus said in St. John 5, verse 19, the Son can do nothing of Himself. So you know what? Jesus operated when He was in the earth. He operated in the same way that we're now to operate in this realm of rest. The Son can do nothing of Himself. Now, that's an amazing thought. Jesus is saying, I can't do it. And they're like, wait a minute. We saw You multiply the fish and the loaves, and you've healed the sick and raised the dead. What do you mean You can't do anything? He's given us the secret again. The Son can do nothing of Himself, but what He sees the Father do. For what things soever He does, these also does the Son likewise. For the Father loves the Son and shows Him all things that Himself does, and He will show Him greater works than these, that you may marvel. So Jesus is saying, you know what? It's not me. I'm looking at the Father, and the Father's doing the work through me. And there's our lesson. We're to be like Jesus. We're to say, you know what? I'm just the branch. The sustenance is coming from the vine. I've got to abide in the vine. That's another way you could put this. I'm not going to miss out on this rest. I'm not going to go through my life striving and all worked up as a Christian. When I face a problem, when I face a situation, my first response is going to be, you know what? I can't do this. I can't handle it, but He can. Now, that's the simplicity of it, is faith, trust, and reliance in Jesus Christ. Well, I trust that this message is an encouragement to you and helps you in your walk with Christ. And this is Jason Peebles reminding you to starve your doubts, feed your faith, and follow God's plan for your life.